弟兄姊妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们最近一个系列都是朝我们教会今年的主题意向与使命。
So this whole year, entire year, our message has been around the main theme for this year is the heavenly vision and the heavenly commission.
我们的讲法就是从旧约一直到新约，我们要看这些被神所使用的这些仆人。他们的一生，神怎么样用意象与使命来托付在这些神所拣选的仆人身上？
So we go about this by looking from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament and looking at the very lives of the various servants of the Lord and how the Lord gave them the vision and commission for their life and which guided their lives.
我们现在是九月了。
So now we're in September.
你们听了八个月的道。
So you've been now listening to 8 months worth of messages, and how many of you remember all of them?
啊，旧约我们大概可以想起从亚伯拉罕讲起，对吧
？So from the Old Testament, you probably remember Abraham.
那么我们也看过约这个神拣选以色列的领袖。摩西怎么样把他们从埃及带出来
？And then you also remember Moses, who got picked to select as the leader of the Israelites and lead them out of Egypt.
我们最近把约书亚刚刚讲完
，And most recently we finished talking about Joshua.
那么在我们的夏令会的时候，我们也讲过其他几个重要的新约的讲员，新约的这个神的仆人。
And then during our church retreat, we talk about the various very important servant of God in the New Testament.
是李和弟兄讲的。
And so it was Brother Lee gave those messages.
好，那基本上这些都可以说是属灵的巨人，他们在圣经里头都是响当当的人物。
So all these various servants we talk about, we could call them the spiritual giants.
好，今天我要讲的呢是无名小卒。
But today we're about to talk about someone who's very hardly known.
在犹太人的心目中，如果你了解这个犹太人的祷告
，So if you're familiar with Jewish tradition and how they pray,
他们会感谢神。首先，他们是上帝的选民。
They were first of all thank God that they are the chosen people of God.
因为在地球上这么多的民族，只有以色列这个民族是神的选民。
Because of all the tribe different people on this earth, only the tribe the Israelites were the chosen people of God.
然后他们就感谢神，他们是男的，不是女的。
And then they would give thanks to God that they are a man and not a woman.
对。所以我举这个例子，就是说，在犹太人的传统的这个概念的里头，这个选民又是男的，那简直就是人上人了。
And so in their traditional way of thinking, that if you're a man, you're born an Israelite and also a man, then you're above other people.
但是神做事就没有这个限制。
However, God is not limited by these things.
当那个时代没有弟兄的时候
，So during that time when there were no brothers，
神就找姐妹。
God called the sisters。
对，那你能够从圣经里面想到，也不少位的姐妹在神的这个工作的里头被神所重用的。
And you can recall that throughout the Bible, there are many many sisters who were called to fulfill really important roles.
在四世纪有一个姐妹叫底波拉
，So there was there's a sister Deborah.
对，在新约起码有耶稣的妈妈玛利亚
，And then in the New Testament there's at least the very least the mother of Jesus Mary.
对，那我今天要讲有一个
，So today,
姐妹
，Today I'd like to share with you about this sister.
她叫 Hannah.
Her name was Hannah.
有多少人听过
？So how many of you have heard this story?
有多少？一二三四，六七，一半。
So maybe half.
所以就证明了哈拿这个姐妹的名气，不是响当当，人人都知道。
So about half of you. So that goes to show that the sisters probably is not very well known.
我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's take a look at our Bible.
请我们打开先看士师记，好吧。
So let's take a look at Judges.
士师记呢就是我要选的几节圣经在后头，就是十七章。
So a little bit towards the end, so chapter 17.
对，这是圣经里在士师记里面一句很稀奇的话语讲四次。
So this was something that was actually repeated four times.
对，十七章第六节。
So that's chapter 17, verse 6.
啊，士师记十七章十六节。那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
So chapter 17, verse 6. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
这是描述。就是约书亚死了以后进入一个时代叫做士师的时代，有三百年。
And so this, what this describes is that after Joshua died, they entered into the era of judges, and that lasted for 300 years.
在这三百年中间，神兴起不同的领袖，圣经叫这些领袖叫做士师，其实英文翻译叫做
Judges,
对吧？那么，所以这是当时那三百年来，神借着这些不同的，我们中文要翻译的话 ，Judges 应该是叫审判官吧，对吧？法官、审判官，对。
So during those 300 years, God raised these various leaders to lead the people, and they were called judges.
但是中文却把它翻译成士师，也有它的原因。
So the Chinese translation a little bit different. They call them
法官的话呢，我们觉得他只是审判一些事情，做法官。
So the English translation call them judges. So it's their role seem to be a little bit limited. They're there to judge things.
但你读他们的历史，你会发现这些人不是单单做审判官而已，他们还要带领以色列人跟仇敌征战的。
If you read their history, you realize that they're not just simply there to judge various things, but rather they, during times of war, they're actually there leading the people to go to war.
所以这些人都是文武双全的人。
So these people, you could say that they're both good at being judges, but as well as very good fighters, warriors.
就是他又是在平常没有事的时候，他做审判官，但是要打起仗来，他们就是元帅。
So normally they're there to judge things, or they're judges, but during times of war, they are generals.
但是他那时候没有王。
But at that point, they didn't have any kings.
所以这一卷书，整个的三百年的士师记，就在这一句话里头把它描述出来。
And so all those 300 years of history can be kind of distilled down to that one single sentence.
对，十七章这一节第六节，我们刚刚念的是第一次提到这一句话。
So in chapter 17, verse 6 was the very first time when this phrase was.
第二次，下一章，十八章，第一节。
So the second time this was repeated was in chapter 18, verse 1.
啊，那时以色列中没有王。
In those days, there was no king of Israel.
第三次。
Third time.
下一章，十九节，十九章第一节。
And then that's in chapter 19, verse 1.
和当以色列中没有王的时候。有住在以法莲山地那边一个利未人娶一个犹太人伯利恒的女子为妻等等等等。
Now it came about in those days when there was no king in Israel that there was a certain Levite staying in the remote part of the hill countryside in Ephraim, etc.
那到了二十一章第四次又在要结束的时候又讲了这句话。
And then comes chapter 21, when the chapter was about to end, this sentence was repeated once more.
这是四世纪的结束。
The very last verse.
二十一章的二十五节。
Chapter 21, verse 25.
那时以色列人中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
对，就是各行其事。
So everyone did their own thing.
所以这四句话把整个这三百年的历史的以色列人属灵的光景把它讲出来了。
So this one sentence, single sentence summarizes the spiritual condition of the Israelites during those 300 years.
那没有王，大家都是王。
So if you don't have a king, then everybody is king.
那个人，我说了就算。
And so you did what you thought was right.
没有一个绝对的，什么是绝对的正确，什么是绝对的错误，这些都在这个时代里头就非常的模糊。
So there was no absolute truth or wrong, truth or wrong. So it's very confusing during that time.
跟我们现在的时代像不像？
Is it kind of similar to our current time?
对，今天的时代也是个人任意而行，讲是民主，但是个人都是主。
And it seems very similar to our time right now, is that everyone's doing what they thought was right. And so we call this democracy, but actually everyone is their own boss.
对。那么在这样的一个属灵的光景里头，从神的眼光看，这是好事还是坏事？
So in this such a condition, from the perspective of God's eyes, is this a good thing or not so much?
你如果想一想，当年神怎么把这一群以色列人从埃及救出来，用摩西的手把他们带出来，那有没有目的的？
So if you think about this, was there a purpose behind God raising Moses and having him to lead the people out of Egypt all those many years ago?
当然有目的，神把他们带出来，有一个目的，神说，以前你们是属于法老的，现在你们是属于我的。
Of course there was a purpose. The whole point was that God lead them out of Egypt so that they could be out of the hands of the Pharaoh, so now they now belong to God.
所以神是以色列的王。这件事情从起初一直到今天，神的旨意没有改过。
So God is the King of Israel. This never changed from the beginning to now.
到了新约的第一本书马太福音。
So all the way until the first book of the New Testament, book of Matthew.
马太福音有一个信息是独特的。
So there was a very special message in the book of Matthew.
先锋，耶稣的先锋，约翰第一个传这个信息。
And John the Baptist, who was considered the pioneer of Jesus, was the very first one to share this message.
那他传的是什么？
And what was that message?
天国近了，你们要悔改。
He said, the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
好，半年后主耶稣出来了。
And then after that, half a year later, Lord Jesus came.
主耶稣出来传道，他的信息是什么？
He started his preaching and his message was,
还是这一篇，天国近了，你们要悔改。
It's the very same, the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
好，天国近了这句话要悔改，什么意思？
What does it mean that heaven, the kingdom of heaven is near, repent?
因为东方的博士来找一个很重要的人物。
Because the wise man from the east came to look for someone who is very special.
那个什么人物呢？他来问，找到希律，就问希律王，那生下来要做犹太人王的要在哪里？
Because they came to King Herod and asked,Who is the one that was about to be the king of Israel?
换而言之，东方的博士知道什么事情要发生了。
So in other words, these wise men knew what was about to happen.
啊，有一个大人物要出生了。我们在东方就看见他的心出来了，表示他已经降生了。
So they knew that there's a very important person who's about to be born. They said that we saw the star from where we were. We're in the east, and we know that there's an important person.
他是特殊的。
And he was special.
特殊在哪里？
And why was he special?
他要来做王。
Because he will come to be the king.
所以这个信息就跟这个王是配合的。
So this message has all to do with this king.
天国近了就是。The kingdom of heavens is near.
So it says the kingdom of the heavens is near.
啊，是讲到这个王跟这个国是有关系的。
So this has to do with the king and the kingdom.
所以耶稣传完这个信息，呼召了一批门徒起来跟从他。
So after this message, the Lord Jesus called upon his disciples to follow him.
训练了好这十二个门徒。
He trained these 12 disciples.
就派他们出去传道。
And sent them for outward to share the gospel.
请问题目有没有规定说你们自己祷告圣灵感动你高兴讲什么讲什么？
Did he tell them that why don't you just pray by yourselves and then whatever this Holy Spirit moves you and you share on those topics?
是这样子吗？
Is that how that goes?
不是。
No.
主耶稣打发他们出去，题目也规定好了，你们出去讲什么？
And now instead, when the Lord sent his disciples out, he already had the specific messages in mind, and he wanted them to share.
那个信息还是同样的一篇，天国近了，你们要悔改。
And the message, the theme, the topic of those message, that message is the very same. The kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
啊，那等到最后二马太福音来到最后主耶稣要上十字架之前，主解释耶稣要第二次回来。
And so in the book of Matthew, even before the Lord was crucified, God explained what, that the Lord Jesus will come again.
那么在这个回来之前，所以门徒就问一个问题，啊，你的再来有什么兆头？
And so naturally the disciple asked, so what are some of the signs that will show that your second coming, show of your second coming?
24章25章主耶稣讲了很多兆头。
And so in chapter 24 and 25, our Lord Jesus shared many, many signs.
中间有一个。
And one of them,
15节。
Verse 15.
24章15节讲的是什么？像这天国的福音传遍天下。
And so in verse 15 it says that the message of the kingdom will be spread across the world.
末期就到了。
And then the end will come.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个天国的福音不是主耶稣第一次来的时候传而已。
So, dear brothers and sisters, so the message about the kingdom is not just the message that Lord Jesus shared on the first time when he came into this world.
他说，等我第二次回来之前，这个福音要传遍什么？天下，就是这个天国的福音，他特别指明了这个天国的福音传遍天下。
Rather that he said, before his second coming, the message of the kingdom of the heavens will be shared across the globe.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters.
这个王，天国的王，是整个神工作的 focus， 就是他工作的那个焦点。
So this king of the king of the kingdom of heaven was the focus of the God's entire work.
那现在你如果看到啊，四世纪，他说那个时代，那个三百年是一个很可怕的时代，个人任意而行，行个人眼中看为正的事，因为那个时代怎么样，没有王。
But you can see that in the book of Judges records these 300 years of history, which they is considered pretty dark, and because there was no king, and everyone did what they thought was right.
这就是那个时代的大背景。
So that's the background history during that time.
好，那我们现在呢来看，在这个大背景之下，神怎么做事。
And so let's take a look at how God works under these circumstances.
请我们打开撒母耳记上。
Please take a look at please turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第一章
Chapter 1。
我跟翻译的弟兄，我们两个人轮流读这段圣经。我们要下面我们要读的圣经蛮长的，所以请看荧幕或者看你的圣经都可以。
So these passages are pretty long, so we'll alternate reading from the pulpit here, and you can read along.
对，我之所以要读这么多的圣经，是因为平常我们不太注意这段历史。
So the reason why I want to read that many passages is because normally we don't pay that much attention to the history here.
最起码我刚刚问问题的时候，有一半的人从来没听过哈拿是谁。
At the very least, when I was asking a question about Hannah, at least half of you didn't know her.
对吧？所以这个姐妹了不得的姐妹啊。
So this sister was very important.
默默无闻，没有人认识他，很少人认识他，也不会注意他，这个是叫做无名小卒嘛，对不对？
So very few people know of her.
可是我要大家今天来特别注意，在这样一个荒凉，个人走自己的路，做自己的事，这样的一个属灵上荒凉的时代，神怎么把这个时代能够转移？
But I want you to pay attention to see how in this desolate time, spiritually desolate time, where everyone was doing according to their own eyes what they thought was right, how God turned this around.
对，这是今天我们要每一个人都要看见的。
So I want everyone to see this today.
因为你如果看见神当年是这样做事，那今天如果我们说这个时代跟世事的时代很相近的话，你就知道神也要做同样的事。
Because if we were saying that our current time is very similar to the time of Judges, then how God turned that time around will be also very similar to how God will turn our current time around.
好，那我们来看第一章第一节。
So chapter 1, verse
我们两个轮流读哈。
And we'll alternate reading.
我们从第一节念完这一章。
I'll finish the entire chapter.
以法莲三地的 拉玛索非有一个以法莲人名叫以利加拿，是苏佛的元孙，托户的曾孙，以利户的孙子，耶罗罕的儿子。
Verse 2, he had two wives, the names of whose was Hannah, and the name of the other is Penina. And Penina had children, but Hannah had no children.
这人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜祭祀耶万军之耶和华，在那里有以利的两个儿子，何弗尼、菲尼哈，当耶和华的祭司。
Verse 4, when the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portion to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had closed her womb.
第六节，比尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。
And it happened year after year, as often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she would provoke her, so she wept and would not eat.
她丈夫以利加拿对她说，哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？
Then Hannah rose after eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doors post of the temple of the Lord.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
She made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head.
Hannah 在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看她的嘴。
As for Hannah, she was speaking in her heart. Only her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. So Eli thought she was drunk.
以利对她说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒啊。
But Hannah replied, No, my Lord, I am a woman oppressed in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord.
不要将卑女看作不正经的女人，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。
Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace.And may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him.
Hannah 说，愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容了。
Then they arose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned again to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah had relations with Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her.
哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
Then the man Elkanah went up with all his household to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and pay his vow.
哈拿却没有上去，对丈夫说，等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。
Elkanah, her husband said to her, Do what seems best to you. Remain until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord confirm his word. So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him.
既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿，又带了三只公牛，一法细面，一皮带的酒，那时孩子还小。25节。
Then they slaughtered the bull and brought the boy to Eli.
妇人说，主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那个妇人就是我。
For this boy I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition which I asked of him.
所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在那里敬拜耶和华。为要明白这段圣经，它有一个背景，我们需要读一下。
So in order to understand this passage, there's a background which we need to understand.
可能你这里恐怕没有。你要，如果你能够用圣经的软体的话，是《民数记》第六章。
So it's in Numbers chapter 6.
对，《民数记》第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
我们要念的是头八节。
So we'll read the first eight verse.
对，这里有一种特别的人，叫做拿细尔人。
So here we talk about this special kind of group called the Nazarites.
Right. 听过这个词的举手。
So how many of you have heard this word?
比刚刚多一点，三分之二。
So it seems like
a little
bit more than before. So two-thirds of you.
那我们现在看一看，什么叫做圣经里的拿细尔人。
So let's take a look at what is a Nazarite.
这是跟做祭司有关的。
So this has to do with being a priest.
在旧约里头。
So in the Old Testament.
神把十二个支派从埃及带出来。
So God brought the 12 tribes out of Egypt.
有一个目的。
For one purpose.
他要这十二个支派做一种事，同样的一件事。
He wants all 12 tribes to do the same thing.
什么事？
And that is.
做祭司
to be priests.
换而言之，在神的眼光，所有出埃及的人，这十二个支派，每一个都是祭司来侍奉耶和华。
So in other words, in the eyes of the Lord, every single one of these people from these 12 tribes that came out of Egypt, they're all priests.
这是神的救他们的目的之一。
And so that was one of the reasons for why God saved them.
那你们知道历史的事实是什么？
But yet we know that historically the truth was.
只有一个支派成功了，其他十一个支派都没当祭司。
Only one of those 12 tribes successfully became priests, while the other 11 tribes failed to do so.
所以对神来讲，这个神的旨意只成就了十二分之一，十二分之十一都失败了。
So to God, that means that His will was only completed 1/12.1/12 of his will was complete. The other 11 tribes failed.
对，但是神还是怜悯其他的十一个支派的人。
But yet God still had mercy on the people from those 11 tribes.
就给他们开了一个后门。
So he kind of opened a back door for them.
就是你们十一个支派虽然失去了侍奉神的这个特权。
And so he said, so even though you have lost these 11 tribes, you have lost the right to a special privilege.
但是如果你们爱我，
but if you truly love me,
真的愿意侍奉我，
and truly want to serve me,
我就给你们开一个后门。
I'll leave this back door open.
如果你们按照这个方式，
and if you follow what's
described here, 虽然你们不是利未支派，
even though you're not from the tribe of Levi,
你们可以侍奉耶和华。
You can still serve God.
这个利叫做。拿细尔人之力，这是一个特例，开了一个非祭司却可以来做祭司侍奉神的那条路在哪里
？And so this back door was a special vow called the vow of the Nazarite. So that even though you're not from the tribe of priests, you can still serve God as priests.
好，我们读这个民数记的第六章。
So let's read this from Numbers chapter 6.
我们要从第一节念到第八节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 8.
我们还是轮流念，好吧
？So we'll alternate reading again.
耶和华对摩西说。
Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when a man or woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to dedicate himself to the Lord,
他就要远离清酒浓酒，也不可喝什么清酒浓酒做醋，不可喝什么葡萄汁，也不可吃鲜葡萄和葡萄干，干葡萄。
All the days of his separations, he shall not eat anything that is produced by the grapevine, from the seeds even to the skin.
第五节，在他一切许愿离俗的日子，不可以用剃，要有法即长长长了。怎么讲？法即长长了。OK， 长长了，要圣洁 直到离俗归耶和华的日子满了。
All the days of his separation to the Lord, he shall not go near to a dead person.
他的父母或是兄弟姐妹死的时候，他也不可以因他们使自己不洁净，因为那离俗归神的凭据是在他的头上。
All the days of his separation, he is holy to the Lord.
好，你读完这段圣经就想起哪一个人是这么活的。
So after reading this passage, does anyone particular come to mind?
啊，参孙。
Samson.
对吧？在四世纪里面有十二个士师，中间有一个叫做参孙。
So out of in the book of Judges, out of the 12 judges, one of them was Samson.
他就是一个终身做拿西尔人的一个典范。
So he was an example of someone who dedicated his life, entire life to being a Nazarite.
他的故事是什么？
What was his story?
啊，大力士。
So he was a very, very strong physically.
对吧？他能够拿一个驴腮把一群仇敌通通打死。
So he was able to just grab hold of a donkey and use that as a weapon to destroy his enemies.
因为在他身上有神赐给他的超凡的力量。
Because on him, God gave him this supernatural strength.
那仇敌就要想办法把他干掉。
And so his enemies wanted to figure out how to they could destroy him.
就用什么方法？
So what did they do?
啊，美人计。
So they entrapped him with a honey trap.
所以这个人呢就被一个美人勾引上了。
And so he was tempted by a very beautiful woman.
对。那敌人要摸出他能力的秘密在哪里。
And so they wanted to know what was the secret to his strength.
左问他知乎，又问也知乎，都没有回答他的秘密在哪里。
And he, like, regardless how hard they tried, he constantly evaded them and giving them non-answers.
最后女的还是赢了。
But in the very end, that woman still won over.
他就透露他的秘密在哪里。
And
头发。
He finally gave up and told her the secret to his strength.
所以他就把他的头发剪了。
And so she cut her hair, his hair.
果然等他醒了以后，他自己不知道，但是他的能力就没有了。
And indeed, when he woke up, he didn't realize this at the time, but the power, his strength already.
你有兴趣知道这个故事的结果，今天晚上你可以读一读四世纪。
So if you want to know the conclusion to that story, if you're interested, you can read the book of Judges tonight.
但是我读这段圣经呢，我就是要让大家知道，在旧约里头有一个规条叫做拿细尔人之力，就在刚刚我们读的这八节圣经里头。
The point of me mentioning that is I want you to know that there's this vow of a Nazarite, which was in the past.
要做这个祭司可以，如果你的这个愿意按照这一段圣经的吩咐来实行的话，你就可以来侍奉。
And so if you are willing to take this vow and obey every single thing that's described here in this passage, then you could be a priest, even though you might not be from a tribe of Levi.
时间的关系我不来解释什么叫做吃葡萄，什么叫做死尸，什么是叫做剃头，这都有讲究的。
So,
我今天不讲这个部分。
Due to time issues, we will not dive into what the meaning behind graves, the dead people and the razor.
那现在你看见的这一个哈拿，她是一个姨太太，对吧？啊？正房，好，他是大房，还有一个二房。
So now we talk about go back to the story about Hannah. She was the first wife.
按照第一章第二节说，他有这个人有两个老婆，大老婆叫做哈拿，小老婆叫做比尼拿，对吧
？So according to the first section, talk about this man, Elkanah had two wives. The first is Hannah, and then the second was Penina.
好，然后呢？小老婆呢拼命生，大老婆怎么也生不出来。
So come to that Penina, she's really productive. She's very fruitful. She was able to give many children to her husband, whereas Hannah had none.
跟另外一个家庭不太一样，那个家庭叫做雅各的家庭，大老婆拼命生，老二就生不出来。
And so that seems to be the exact opposite to the family of James, that the first wife had many children, the second wife had...
好, 这个在古今中外, 这种事情, 比比皆是, 一点都不是, 一点都不稀奇。
So that's not strange. We have plenty of these occurrences throughout history.
好, 但是在这样的一个, 家庭内部的矛盾的情况里头, 却发现神可以做事哦。
So it's under this circumstance we discover that God can do work.
对于我们读这个历史来看，哎呀，这不是鸡毛蒜皮的小事情，怎么会被神放在他的手里，却做出一件惊天动地的大事出来？
So how come such trivial things to our eyes can be used by God to result in such a to bring on such a great change.
每年到了该跟神献祭的时候，那么丈夫总是带着这一家人就去。那个时候还没有圣殿，那个时候只是会幕。那会幕的时代不是放在耶路撒冷，而是放在另外一个地方，叫做示罗。So
every year comes a time to make sacrifice, so the husband would bring his entire family up to make sacrifices. So during that time, there were no temple, and there was only the tabernacle. And the tabernacle was not in Jerusalem, but rather in a place called Shiloh.
对, 每年到时候该献祭，犹太人总是到示罗去朝拜神。
So every year, when it's time to make the sacrifices, the Israelites would go to Shiloh to make that sacrifice.
那个时候的祭司，这个大祭司的名字。 叫什么？叫做以利，对吧？
So at the time, the high priest was Eli.
那他有两个不孝的儿子。So
he had two sons that were up to no good.
对，一个叫做何弗尼，另外一个叫菲尼哈，对吧？One
is Hophni, and the other one is Phinehas.
对，这两个儿子不争气，常常跟其他的女人鬼混。
So these two sons, they live a very morally corrupt life, and often.
那这个老爸爸大祭司呢，又叫做不管，他没有好好管这两个儿子。
And then their father, the high priest Eli, he didn't discipline them.
好，这是那神家的属灵的真实的光景。
So that's the reality of the spiritual life of God's family.
好，那这一家人每年来献祭的时候。
So when the family Elkanah came to make their annual sacrifices.
那我们知道圣经里面说，他们带着牛羊来献祭，那有的部分是属于献完祭以后，有的是属于大祭司的，有的是属于献祭的人的。And
so we know that they brought about lamb and then the cattle to be sacrificed. And from the Bible we know that portion of those goes to the priests and some goes to the people making the sacrifices.
那这个留下来给这个献祭的人的这个祭物的肉的时候呢，那这个丈夫爱这个大老婆呢，就给他双份。And
so when it comes to the portion that's left for the people who are making the sacrifices, Elkanah left a double portion to Hannah.
那个小老婆呢，就给他一份。
And so he gave one portion to Peninnah.
那当然，大老婆照理说应该比较高兴一点，可是仍然这个肉不解决问题。And
so normally you would think that Hannah would be happy about this,
对吧？
But yeah, that's not able to resolve her sorrows.
第六节，皮尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头。 大大激动他，要使他生气。
So in verse 6, her rival, however, would provoke her bitterly to irritate her because the Lord had closed her womb.
所以每一次到示罗来，应该是欢欢喜喜朝见神，庆祝的时节，结果每次都叫做不欢而散。
So, well, it should have been a very happy time for the family when they come to Shiloh to make offer sacrifices to the Lord. It all ends up in bitterness and sadness.
对吧？ 所以这个大老婆呢，心里面是很痛苦的。So
Hannah was very sore, feel very sorrowful inside.
那咋办呢？
So what could she do?
啊，有苦难言呐。
So she couldn't quite express her her sorrow.
所以她只有一个倾吐的对象，就是到神的殿中去向神祷告。
So the only way she could kind of express herself is to go before the Lord.
所以你会发现，人什么时候愿意祷告？
So you discover this. When will man be willing to pray? Usually, when does a man pray?
就是日子不好过了，才会到神面前。我们中国话叫无事不登三宝殿，有事才来找你。
It's when the times get tough. That's when you will pray.
对吧？日子好过，我们很少人要祷告的。
So when the days are good,
就拉倒了。
So when the days are good, very few people remember to give thanks to the Lord.
所以这个哈拿呢就。在神的面前倾心吐意啊，祷告啊，求神解决他的痛苦啊。
And so Hannah came before the Lord and just basically poured her heart out.
对，他这个心里的苦只有向神来倾吐。哎，可是偏偏又碰到一个伟大的祭司。
And so as she was just pouring her heart out to the Lord, this high priest happens to be there.
这个祭司每次就看这个女人怎么跑进来，
喃
喃有词。
And so this high priest saw this woman just constantly come into this tabernacle to pray, but her lips just seem to be moving.
这个大祭司就判断这个女人一定是什么啊，不正经的女人。
But nothing seemed to come out of her mouth. So this Eli had this thought.
为什么呢？
She must be a worthless woman.
这个人祷告就是嘴巴嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟，不知道他在讲什么。
Because all he saw was just that her lips were moving, but no sound came from.
所以他的结论是什么呢？
So he concluded that
啊，喝醉了。
She must be drunk.
对吧？所以在那里酒后自言自语。
And so that's why she was just blabbering on after she's drunk.
所以他心里已经够苦的，在家里受了这么多的窝囊气，跑到神的帐幕。也希望得着一点安慰。
So imagine if you're Hannah, that you have all this sadness, this kind of bottle up, pent up inside, and you're just trying to pour yourselves out at the in the tabernacle in front of the Lord.
盼望神的老仆人能够安慰他两句，他也好受一点，对吧？
And you're hoping that the old servant of God will give him some words of encouragement and words of comfort.
他非但没有得到大祭司的安慰，反而被大祭司定罪了。
But not only did she not receive those words of comfort and kindness, but rather she received judgment from him.
就认为你是一个不正经的女人。
But for he thought that she was a worthless woman.
啊，就认为她喝醉了。
And he thought that she was drunk.
所以你想，里面在家里受了委屈，到了神的家，没有担到安慰，还被定罪，那你说？这个日子咋过？
So think about this. If you were in her shoes, that you're suffering in your own household, and then also in the house of God, you're being judged. How would you feel inside?
所以这种事情在今天的教会有没有发生过？
So do you see some similar things here in church?
对吧？一定也有的嘛。
Of course.
你盼望弟兄姐妹能够，这个 understand。了解你，同情你，教会的传道人可以安慰安慰你，但是事实上你非但没有得到人家的同情，人家还说长道短，把你定罪，说你这个家伙一定是干了什么不好的事情。
So you think that when you come to church you will receive the words of comfort from brothers and sisters and understanding and sympathy from the pastor, but instead you actually being other people were saying various things about you,
that
are untrue.
这个叫做苦上加苦，那就苦到家了。
So that's just bitterness on top of bitterness.
那就容易得什么病啊？
And
忧郁症，对吧？
Easily leads to depression.
今天有这么多得忧郁症，大概七七八八都是这些问题，搞到后来没有出路嘛，压的气都透不过来，哎呀，完了，我这一辈子完了，没有路走了。
So majority of the cases of depression is result of these kind of things, where you feel like you have no way out because you're suffering, you're being attacked from all sides.
那么，如果我们人生中碰到这些，你没有办法控制。你又不能得到人家的理解，你最亲爱的人虽然爱你，但是解决不了你问题。
And so if you experience these kind of things where you have run into trouble encounters, but you, the people who love you the most, they can't help you to resolve that problem.
你到教会去，教会也没有人可以帮助你，好像神也不听你的祷告。
And no one in church could help you either, and it seems like God, not even God's listening to your prayers.
对，你就非常非常的，就是里，从中国话叫里外不是人。
And you just don't know what to do with yourself.
对吧？那你碰到这种情形，出路在哪里
？So when something like this happens to you, where's the out?
家里也没有出路，教会也没有出路，那不是死定了。
You can't find solution in your home, and you can't find solution at church. So it's the only way that there's no. So you're doomed.
这个情形，圣经没有说到底他们过了多少年啊。
So the Bible didn't go into detail how long this lasted.
反正我们知道那个小老婆是一窝一窝的生啊。
So we know that the Peninnah just gave birth one after the other, year after year.
每次生一个就要给他颜色看，哎，你就没这个本事。
And every time we could just imagine, every time Peninnah gave birth, she would probably say something to Hannah to provoke her.
所以每次看到他那种得意的样子，那个窝囊气就别说了，气得昏倒。
And so you could just imagine what Hannah was going through every time that
Peninnah gave birth.常常就走到有头有没好像没出路了。
And you discover that when it seems that we're at the end of our ropes.
好，但是呢，这个姐妹很仔细哦。
But yet, this sister,
对吧？
She's very detail oriented.
第十节，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。十一节，许愿说：“耶和华，万军之耶和华，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷念不忘卑女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”
So verse 10 and 11, she said, the verse says, she greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts.If you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his
head. 她许了一个什么愿?
So what kind of vow did she make?
啊，她说神啊。
So she said, God,
你知道我的痛苦。
So you know my afflictions.
啊，我生不出来。
I couldn't give birth.
但是如果你给我一个儿子
，But if you give me a son，
我向你许一个愿
，I made this vow to you。
什么是他的许愿
？And that vow was，
啊，我就把我这个儿子终身献给你，做拿细尔人。
I will offer my son to you for the rest of his life as a Nazarite。
请问，那他到底得到儿子没有
？So let me ask you this: Did she receive a son? Did she give a son?
从这个祷告来看，他得了，然后又失了，又因为他许愿要献给神嘛。
So from this prayer, it seems like she received her answer for a prayer, but she also lost it because she had to then dedicate the son to the Lord.
他为什么这样祷告
？Why did she pray this way?
啊，为什么他会许这样的一个奇怪的愿呢
？Why did she make such a strange vow?
因为这么多年下来
，because for all these years，
这件事情不是发生一年啊，它是发生了好多年，好多次。他看见啊，这个神他的痛苦是事实，但是在这个每年来这个示罗看见神的家的时候，他看到另外一个事实。
So this didn't just happen in one year, but rather across many years, because every year when they go to make sacrifice, yes, she went through her own challenges. She suffered bitterly. But she also noticed something in the house of God.
她发现什么事实?
And what did she found?
啊，第一，这个大祭司老了。
First of all, this high priest is getting advanced in age.
那 两个儿子应该是承继继承父业，好好的在这个神的家里面侍奉神，这才是正常的光景。
So, and then his two sons should have make something of themselves and to take over inherit the position from their father.
而圣经告诉我们，你如果读到后面，你就知道这两个儿子不成器，不成才啊。
But yet, if we read on, the Bible tells us these two sons they were just morally corrupt.
而且做了很多得罪神的事情。
And they did many things that was sin that they sinned against God.
所以他的痛苦是我没有儿子。
So Hannah's pain was that I have no son.
在这一个痛苦受难的日子里头，他也同时发现另外一个痛苦。
During those days of suffering, she also discovered another pain and suffering.
这个痛苦在谁的里头？
And who was suffering this?
啊？对，在神的里头。
So she realized that God was also suffering.
那说神怎么会有痛苦？
So you ask, why would God be suffering?
对，神有痛苦。
No, no, God indeed has his pain.
他发现神家有一个大的问题。
So Hannah discovered that there's this great problem in the house of God.
表面上看起来蛮好啊，有这个帐幕，有大祭司，有小祭司，有很多人来献祭，每年叫做什么？大家都行礼如仪，大家都在那里过一个好像外表来看蛮合乎圣经的宗教生活。
So because outwardly, it seems everything's perfectly fine, everything's as it should. You got this beautiful tabernacle, you got the high priest, you got these other priests that's serving, running around, doing various things, people coming and making sacrifices. Everything looks great on the outside.
从外表来看，是一切都好像蛮像样的嘛啊。
So everything's as it should be from the outside.
但是神看的是里面，就像主耶稣到圣殿去看到也是同样的问题。大家看圣殿，棒，金碧辉煌，大家在这里来献祭。该做什么都乖乖献什么祭，看起来是不错的。
But the Lord looks at what's inside, similar to how our Lord Jesus, when he went to the temple, he also recognized that even though outwardly everything looks great, the temple, everything looks great.
他的门徒也同样的感觉，很好啊，没有什么不对啊。
His disciple also felt that, oh,
但是主耶稣下结论，跟人下结论是相反的啊。
However, what the Lord had determined is different from how he sees things is different from how man sees things.
主耶稣对当时的圣殿的评论是什么？
And what was our Lord Jesus?
你们把我父的殿变成贼窝。
And what did Lord Jesus said about the temple? He said, "You have turned the house of my father into a den of robbers."
这个我们大家都读过这段历史，对吧？
So we have all read the history.
所以你就知道。神看的事情是看里面，人看的事情是看外表。
So from this you can see that God look at what's inside, while man look at what's outside.
向来如此。
So it's always been that.
好，那么现在在世事这个时代里头。
So now in the time of judges,
外表看起来都不错。
So everything looks great on the outside.
对吧？应有尽有啊。
So everything that they could ask for.
可是。等到哈拿在那里极为痛苦的每年来到圣这个会幕的时候，他在祷告里头慢慢就发现不对哦。
And so everything looks great on the outside, but when Hannah, every year when she visits the tabernacle and when she was there praying and just basically pouring her heart out, she also noticed something was wrong with what she was seeing.
对。你如果到第二章的时候
，If you go on to chapter two，
啊，说得很清楚，第十二节，二章十二节。
And chapter two verse 12， they made it very clear。
啊，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。这二祭司带百姓是这样的规矩：凡有人献祭正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来。手拿三尺的叉子，将叉子往罐里或者鼎里或釜里或锅里一插，插上来的肉祭司都取去了。凡上到示罗的以色列人，他们都是这样看待的。
So verse 12 it says, "Now the sons of Eli were worthless men." They did not know the Lord and the customs of the priests with the people. When any man was offering a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come while the meat was boiling with a three-pronged fork in his hand. Then he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that fork brought up, the priest would take for himself.
跳到十七节。
Okay, jump to verse 17.
如此, 这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前 慎重了，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。
Thus the sins of the young men was very great before the Lord, for the men despised the offerings of the Lord.
那时候神家的光景是这样的腐败。So
that's the corrupt condition of God, the Lord's house.
那第三章第一节。Now
chapter 3 verse 1.
下半节。
The second half.
当那些日子, 耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
And word from the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent.
第二节,
verse 2.
一日以利卧睡卧在自己的地方，下面这句话就说出当时这个大祭司属灵的光景。
It happened at that time as Eli was laying down in his place. So what follows describes the condition of this high priest.
他眼目昏花，看不分明。
So it describes the spiritual condition of the high priest. It says, now his eyesight had begun to grow dim and he could not see well.
一个侍奉神的人。
So for someone who serves the Lord,
有一个必要条件。
You have this requirement.
对神的事物。
You need to be absolutely clear-sighted about things in regards to
God. 但是这里圣经说, 他的眼目昏花, 看不见了, 看不明白了。
It says that his eyes were dim and he could not see well.
那前面一句话说, 耶和华的言语什么? 稀少。
And before that, it says the words from the Lord was rare in those days.
对，没有启示。
So there were no revelation.
所以意思就是说，如果这个上梁不正，下梁一定是歪的，对吧？这是很简单的道理。So
in other words, it's just like a building. Like when the roof is not straight, the upper part is not straight, the bottom part is also not straight.
所以这个时候，这一个哈拿心里愁苦，这么多年没有出路的一个姐妹，到神的面前去祷告。 而这个老以利眼目昏花，就觉得这个女人每年来这里都是喃喃有词，一定是醉酒。And
so Hannah, every year she came to the Lord to pour her heart out about her grievances. But yet this high priest is a servant of God. Eli was thinking that she was drunk.
所以在这样的一个情形之下，哈拿就做了这个祷告。
And so under this background, that Hannah made her vow.
这是整个转移历史的一个重要祷告.
So this is a very important prayer. It changed history.
我为什么讲? 这叫转移历史.
Why would I use this word? It's history changing. It's an epoch changing.
哎，这个小姐妹，你不要看她。 是家庭出了问题，现在到了店里面来祷告。这个祷告，我却叫它是转移时代的祷告。为什么？
So do not look down on this sister's prayer. What appears what originally outside from the outside looked to be just a simple prayer about trying to pour out about her grievances.
本来是她自己的痛苦，没有儿子。
So she didn't have any son.
那个对头天天找我触我眉头。But
that rival, my rival, every day just trying to provoke me.
每天在家里面，她一定很不快乐的一个女人。So
she's very unhappy every day.
在这样的一个情形之下，神让她看见什么？
It's under this circumstance that God allowed her to see what?
什么？那神的家也一样啊。
听懂了没有？你们家是这个样子的，
神让他看见我的家也一样。
So God allowed her to realize that This is how my house is, but that's the same, the same thing with God's house.
你看这两个祭司儿子。
Look at these two sons of the high priest. They're just worthless.
老爸管不管？
And
不管。
The father wouldn't discipline them.
对不对？神的儿女就看着这个情形，也就对神的家很灰心。
And so even other children of God, when they see the condition of the Lord's house, they were also discouraged.
所以神也在找什么？
So God、
啊、
was also, the Lord was also what?
神也要找个儿子。
So the Lord was also wanting to find a son.
对不对？要有一个儿子像样，能够明白神的心，按照神的旨意来侍奉神的。
He was also looking for a son who can understand the will of God.
不然整个这个局面，神不过就是一个空壳子而已啊。
Because if that's not the case, then God is just simply an outer shell, an empty shell.
没有内容的是，整个这个神的这一群百姓，虽然现在是住在应许之地，这只是外面的丰富，里面是完全空白的。
And there will be no content.Within that shell, because even though outwardly it seems like yes, the people, the chosen people of God, they're living in the promised land now.
所以神需要一个器皿，
but they have nothing. So God
能够把这个荒凉的局面转过来。
God needs a vessel that can turn this entire situation around.
哦，这个秘密被谁发现了？
So who discovered the secret?
就被这一个受苦的姐妹发现。
It was discovered by the sister who's undergoing affliction.
他本来的祷告说，神啊，给我一个儿子，给我一个儿子，你知道我的痛苦，这是他的祷告。
So her prayer was started out as, Lord, I'm suffering. Please give me a son.
祷告好多年没有结果的，这个祷告就是你自己需要一个儿子，好吗？有一天大概希望神给他一个儿子，有一个出路。
And so she must have prayed this prayer for many many years because she was just praying for herself. She just wanted a son.
神没有听他这个祷告。
So God didn't listen to her.
什么时候这个祷告就变了呢？
When did this prayer change?
他说神啊，这样，我忽然间看见我的痛苦不是只有我一个人。
So it changed when she realized that, Lord, my suffering is suffering.
我的痛苦居然也是你的需要。
So what I'm looking for is also what you're looking for.
所以他的祷告改了。
So she changed her prayer.
他怎么搞？他说主啊。你如果给我一个儿子，我把这个儿子献给你。
So she changed her prayer and said, Lord, if you give me a son, I will dedicate.
让他做祭司，一生侍奉你。
And let him be a priest and serve you for the rest of his life.
他的家是不是祭司的家庭
？So was her family a family of priests? No.
他有没有资格说生一个儿子来侍奉神呢
？Does she have this privilege to say she could give birth a son who will serve the Lord?
但是他对神的律法懂不懂
？But no, but however, she knows the laws of the Lord.
他知道圣经里面有一个拿细尔人的律。
For she knew about the vow of Nazarite.
对。他就把这个拿西尔的律拿来用在他儿子的身上。他说：“神啊，这样，如果你给我儿子，我把这个儿子献给你当拿西尔人。”
And so she used that for her son. And so she said that, "How about this, God? If you give me a son, I will dedicate him, offer him up as a Nazarite."
那他说他永远不会喝那个酒，对吧
？And that means that he shall never drink wine.
对吧？终身就是照拿西尔的律嘛，他说他不用剃头刀剃他的头。
And no razor shall ever touch his head.
好，这个祷告一祷告，什么事情就发生
？And as soon as she made that prayer, a miracle happened.
马上应验，神的祷告，这个人的祷告就忽然间就通了，
so,
神马上答应他。
So it seems that God immediately answered her prayer.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你的祷告要很久没有蒙应允，你就要学一学，你要问问主，我有什么东西漏掉了。
So, dear brothers and sisters, so if you have a prayer that hasn't been answered for many, many years, you must ask the Lord what that means.
对吧？神不是不听你的祷告，而你的祷告没有倒在什么刀口上。
It's not that God didn't listen to your prayers, but rather you didn't prayed for the right thing.
对，我们常常祷告了半天，好像神不听。
So we oftentimes pray and pray and pray all day long. It seems like God's not listening.
你就要学学哈拿。
If that's you, then you need to learn from Hannah.
哈拿的聪明就在他神的家里面就看，他看慢慢就看到一个秘密。这个秘密是神的需要是什么
？She is wise enough to recognize what God's needs are.
不久前我讲过另外一个人。
So not long ago, I talked about another person.
也有相类似的经验。
They also have similar experience.
记得吗
？Remember?
我们的夏令会。
So that's during our summer retreat.
我讲了谁
？Who did I say?
大卫。大卫。
Oh, okay. So we talked about David.
他很痛苦。
So he was also going through a lot.
什么是大卫的痛苦
？So was.David suffering from?
被保罗逼迫，不是扫保罗，扫罗王逼迫他吗
？So he was being persecuted by King Saul.
因为他杀了那个巨人。
Because David killed the giant.
他的粉丝唱了一个歌就完蛋了。
So his fans made this great songs dedicated to him, and that basically and
大卫杀死万万。
So David killed.Tens of thousand.
扫罗呢？杀死千千。
Saul only killed thousands.
嗯，是捧他对吧？这是青年才俊。
So basically, the songs all.
但是你想，这个歌跑到皇帝的耳朵里头，就变成功高震主。
So, but this is this Saul was very very unhappy.
所以他只有流亡。那个王要杀他。
And so that's why David had to.
在那个十几年流亡的日子，没有家可以归，没有一个床可以安息。哎，他就祷告神啊，苦啊，救我啊，让我早点能够脱离这样的恐怖的日子。
So during those years when he was fleeing for his life, every night he would cry bitterly and pray and say, "God save me, save me."
祷告，祷告，都没有答应。
But all these years, God did not answer him.
有一天
，all the way until.
他祷告的时候许了愿。
And so one day during his prayer, he made a vow.
他许什么愿
？What did he make? What vow?
神啊，我给你许一个愿。
He said, "God, here's my vow."
我要为你找到可安息的所在。
I will find a place for you to rest.
他为什么这样祷告
？Why did he pray this way?
他知道我没有安息是一回事。
Because he knew that I myself personally, if I, it's one thing that I can't find a place to rest.
神跟我一样，也没有安息。
But God also doesn't have a place to rest.
因为神启示他，我的安息在哪里
？Because God revealed to him that his resting place.
神告诉他，我的安息是在锡安。
God revealed to David that his
我拣选锡安作为我永远安息的所在，有没有这个祷？有没有这个启示啊？有，诗篇132篇吧。
So that was revealed to David.
对，大卫一懂啊。
And so,
原来我的痛苦，另外有一个跟我一样，天涯沦落人没有安息，他马上许愿。
And so David realized that, oh, no, I'm not the only one who suffered without place to rest. Someone else is also.
这是我
so that's why he made that vow.
暑假我们自己夏令会讲的。
So that's my message during our summer.
我希望你们没有忘记啊。
I hope you didn't forget.
这都是圣经中重要的榜样。
So these are all very important examples.
那今天早上我们讲哈拿的历史，在这个祷告的功课上，这个人的祷告跟那个大卫的祷告在原则上一不一样？一样的。
So in principle, the prayer of Hannah is the same as the prayer of David.
祷告蒙答应，一个最重要的一个秘诀是什么
？And the secret to God answering your prayer is.
就是你的需要跟神的需要怎么样合拍
？Aligning
那个就出来了。
Is to align your prayer with your needs with God's needs, and then that's the key to opening prayer.
主耶稣怎么教导门徒祷告？有没有读过主耶稣教门徒祷告的
？How did the Lord Jesus teach his disciples to pray?
啊，像你们祷告，我老早知道了。
He said, "I know how you pray."
你们的祷告不会是吃什么喝什么，对不对？就是这些事情嘛。
Your prayer is simply about what to eat, what to drink.
他说，你们没有祷告以前，我都知道你要什么。
So he said that even before you open your mouth.
但是你们要学什么祷告呢
？But he said you need to learn.
我们在天上的父
，to pray that
愿人尊你的名为圣。
May that will be done.
愿 你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
然后日用的饮食赐给我们。
Give us our daily bread.
免我们的债。
Forgive us our debts.
免别人的债。
As we forgive our debtors.
对吧？这一个标准的所谓主耶稣教导门徒的祷告。
So this is the standard Lord's prayer.
你可以看到前半部一定是讲什么？神的国，神的旨意。
So do you recognize the first half is about the kingdom of God and the will of God?
那也就是神要我们把他的事情摆在前面，而我们吃什么喝什么摆在后面。
So in other words, he wants us to put God's will at the very forefront, and then what we eat and what we drink.
祷告的秘密，祷告的秘密只有一点。
So the secret, there's only one point to the secret of prayer.
你要祷告在点子上，你有需要，神说我知道。
You have to pray on point.
那我要你学什么？
So God knows what our needs are.
祷告神要我们学什么？
What did God want us from our prayer?
学不但你知道你需要什么，你同时要知道什么，神需要什么。
So we need to know not only what our needs are, but most importantly, what God's needs are.
如果你把那个块空白的找出来答案的时候，你得再祷告下去，神马上听。
So if you could find that what was missing, and you pray about it, and whatever follows that, God will listen.
听懂了没有？
So, you understand this?
哎呦我的天啊！听懂了没有？
You understand this?
要不要来祷告会啊？
Yes,
那就另外一回事了，对吧？
The prayer meeting.
为什么教会有祷告会？就是学怎么祷告。
So why would the church have prayer meeting? Is to learn how to pray.
祷告会是基督徒最大的一个权柄。
So the prayer meetings are the greatest privilege of a Christian.
为什么？
Why?
啊？怎么又没有声音了呢？我讲到现在讲到祷告讲了那么多。祷告为什么非常非常重要？
Why is prayer so important?
因为上帝是全能的神。
Because God is Almighty God.
在他没有难成的事。
So there's nothing that he cannot accomplish.
所以你要什么上帝知不知道？那他为什么不给你？
God knows what you want.
啊？因为你没有学会嘛。
Why doesn't he give it to you? Because you haven't learned how to
pray. 对不对？
Pray.
你只管你要什么，你从来没有想过神要什么。
Because you only care about what you wanted, but you
never
thought about what God
wanted. 什么叫做长大了？你的小孩子，你不会说，哎呀，你怎么老是想要吃的就是糖啊，就是这些玩意儿。
So what does it mean to be mature, to be an adult? When you're a kid, you wouldn't blame kids.
你做父母亲，他小的时候，你不会跟他计较的吗？
So when the kids are small,
但有一天，你20岁的儿子到你面前来说，爸爸，我要吃糖，你差点就昏倒。
So as a kid, as a parent, you understand that that's all they care about, eating and drinking.
为什么？他小的时候问你要糖，你无所谓，你一定给他。他二十岁还来问你要糖吃，你这个爸爸可糟糕了！我的天哪，我这个儿子咋什么毛病？
If your little kid comes to you asking for candy, of course you're going to give it to him. But if your son, a 20-year-old son, comes to you saying, "Dad, I want candy," then something's wrong.
听懂了哈。所以神教我们的一件很重要的事，祷告，因为神整个的工作是跟祷告怎么样挂钩的。
So God wants us to learn about prayer because His work has all to do with our prayers.
四福音耶稣的一生的记录。
In the four Gospels, which record the entire life of our Lord Jesus.
耶稣最重要的这四本福音书的他做工的秘密是什么？
The secret to how He works is.
就两个字，祷告。
Prayer.
他什么事情都是带到父的面前去祷告的。
He brought everything before the Father God.
他最重要的成就就是他会跟父神说：“不要照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思。”
His greatest accomplishment is his ability to say, "But not my will, but thy will."
对不对？他为祷这个祷告，圣经说他汗流。如血点啊。
He prayed with such intensity that his sweat is like blood.
对，因为这是特等大的征战在他的身上。
Because there's such a great battle that's being taken place on.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看祷告这件事情。
So do not look lightly.
我们要互相劝勉。
encourage one another.
照着人的肉体来讲，我们都不喜欢祷告的。
So according to our fleshly body, we do not like prayers.
对吧？我常常讲了，我小的时候，不是我儿子小的时候，我们教他祷告，他常常就说：“主啊，今天祷告跟昨天的祷告是一样的。”阿门。
And so I share with you that my son, when he was young, he didn't like prayer. He would, when we tell him to pray, he would say, "Lord, my prayer today is the same as the day before."
对不对？讲来讲去，那同样的几句话嘛。所以觉得自己祷告都觉得很麻烦了。
And so he felt like it's a hassle to just pray.
我们都是这样混过来的日子。
So we have all experienced.
但是这个祷告的事情，却是基督徒最重要的一件事。
But prayer is the most important thing for a Christian.
所以我希望我这样讲啊，不是只是你们听听就过去了。真的，教会一起祷告的机会非常什么填空，重要，宝贵。
And so I hope you could truly take this in. So the very precious.
今天你还有一口气，你还能动，你还能吃。你就要来教会跟弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
So as long as you still have breath, you still can move and you still can eat.
因为机会过了
to pray.
你就没得祷告了。
Because once that opportunity passes,
你就会懊悔，说主啊，我早知道我就去了。
And you have regret. You say to the Lord, if I had known, I would have gone.
这个没用的传道人像那个录音机一样没完没了的讲，我一定要讲。每一个弟兄姐妹，请你来参加教会的祷告会。
I feel like a broken record, but I want to keep on saying that. I hope every one of you can come.
你不能来，你最起码在网上也算是报道。
If you cannot join, at least online.
但是你抓住这个机会，你跟弟兄姊妹一起在神面前学祷告，我告诉你，你这一生绝对不会觉得是浪费，这是你一生属灵有永远价值的事。
If you spend the time to learn how to pray with brothers and sisters, I guarantee you that is something you will never regret spending time on.
你如果觉得需要灵感，多多看看这位姐妹的榜样。
So if you need spiritual inspiration, look at this example of the sister.
这个姐妹学祷告是从痛苦中学到的，对不对
？So she learned.How to pray from her pain.
所以他这个痛苦不是一般人的小什么肚子痛啊头痛啊，不是，他这是心灵的挣扎撕裂，这个苦是只有他自己知道。
So, and she's praying, she's suffering not from trivial things, but from this just kind of inner struggle of her spirit.
有这个学习啊，就带出了一个儿子。
And so, because she learned her lesson, then God granted her a son.
对吧，他讲话算数的。这个儿子生出来，他没有马上带他到圣殿，因为他说我还要让他养他养到断奶。
And so she was a woman of her word. So when the son was born, she didn't bring him to the temple because I want to raise him until he was weaned.
对，等到他断奶了，他知道他母亲的责任结束了，他就把这个儿子带到圣殿献给神。
Because when that happens, she knows that her responsibility as a mother ends there, and then she'll bring him to the temple.
那你注意，这个姐妹，她的祷告，就是等到她把儿子献到耶和华的殿里面去以后，她做了一个很重要的祷告，就是第二章。
So, she made a very important prayer after she dedicated her son to the temple.
好，我念，我选几节。念给你们听，你要听听这个姐妹认不认识神。
So I'll read a few verses from her prayer, and you tell me whether the sister truly knows God.
当她完成神给她的这个儿子之后，她马上祷告。第一节，
so、
第二章。
After God gave her, basically she finished her responsibility as mother, she immediately prayed this in verse.
哈拿祷告说：“我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚。”因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心。
So the Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exalts in the Lord; my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speak boldly against my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation."
好，因为时间我只能跳哈。
So I'll skip.
第六节。
To verse six.
我要念到第八节。
To eight.
六到八。耶和华使人死， 也使人活，使人下阴间，也使人往上升。
He raised the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with nobles and inherit a sea of honor.
他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。地的柱子属耶和华，他将世界立在其上。好，我们跳到最后一，就是他的祷告第十节。
And then we'll skip to verse 10.
第十节。
So verse 10, those who contend with the Lord will be shattered. Against them he will thunder in the heavens. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king, and will exalt the horn of his anointed.
好，刚刚我读的这几节圣经，你觉得这个姐妹认不认识神？
So in the passage that we just read, do you feel like the sister truly
knows the Lord? 不但认识，非常认识神。
So not only should she know the Lord, she know him really, really well.
她在这一篇祷告里面，她能够看见她所祷告的这个对象耶和华是怎么样一位神。
So she knows what kind of God the Lord is.
她使人死，也使人活。
So he caused man to die and the man to resurrect.
对吧？他使人下阴间，也使人往上升。
He caused them to go into Sheol and also to raise
them from that. 他是贫穷人，也使富足人，使人卑微，也使人高贵。
He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit up with nobles.
换言之，我们的一生。
So in other words, in our life.
从生到死
，from birth to death，
都在谁手里？都在他手里。
It's in the hands of the Lord.
他使人高升，他也使人降卑。
He can raise someone and he can lower someone.
所以一切都是在这位神的手里。
So all are controlled in the hands of God.
所以我们要认识他。
So in order for us to know him,
要懂他要的是什么。
We need to know what he wants.
当你懂得他要什么，你的祷告就会不会得答应。
And when you know, understand what the Lord wants.
你懂他要什么，你的祷告自然而然怎么样，就体贴他嘛。
Then,
你不懂得他要什么，你就体贴谁？自己嘛。
So,
很简单的事。
When you know what he wants, then your prayers will be about what he needs. But when you don't know what God wants, then your prayer will be about yourself.
好，最后他的结论，这个祷告的结论是什么？
So, in conclusion, this prayer.
好。这刚刚我们念的第十节的节下半节，他必审判地极的人，将力量赐予所立的王。高举受高者的脚。
In the second part of the verse 10 is the conclusion to that prayer. It says that, and he will give strength to his king and will exalt the horn of his anointed.
这是他的结束。
So that's how she ended the prayer.
那在这个祷告最后一句话里头，他对神的旨意明白到什么程度？
And so, how deeply does Hannah understand the will of God?
因为他知道。这个时代是没有王的时代，对吧？那神要得着什么？一个王。
She knows his will really clear because she mentioned about king, and there is no king in her time.
他懂了这个，
so、she knows that God wants a king.
他懂了这个意思的时候，他把他的儿子献上去。
And when she understood God's will, she offered up her son.
嗯，这个儿子后来做了什么事？他高了两个王。
And so her son anointed two kings.
先高的那个是扫罗，后高的叫做大卫。
So she, he first anointed Saul, and then he also anointed David.
神就借着这一个姐妹带出这个儿子，这个儿子就把神的旨意怎么样带出来了。
And so through the sister who brought about a son, and this son and brought about God's will.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
不要小看一个教会中的一个简单的姐妹。
do not look down, look lightly on a sister in the church.
你更不要小看一个姐妹在痛苦的里头。
Especially not someone who's going through suffering.
她如果懂得神的心，她就会从她的痛苦里头怎么样来祷告。
If she truly understands the will,
所以我现在与其对弟兄姐妹说你们来参加祷告会，我知道你们不会来的。
So even though I urge you to come to prayer meeting, but I know that you won't come.
但是有一种人会来。
However, there's one type group of people who will.
什么人？
And they are
啊，心中有愁苦的人。
Those who have
你日子好过，你绝对不会来找神。
In their heart.
我给你打保单。
So if you have suffering in your heart, you are
就是因为你心里痛苦无比。
Because you're going through so much.
家里也不人懂你。教会也有人不懂你，你只有到一个地方去，就是上帝面前。
The family doesn't understand you, the church doesn't understand you, so the only place you could go to is the Lord.
哎，那我不请你，你也自己会来的。
So even without invitation, you will come.
对吧？
Right?
这句话我才说到点子上了。
So that
不然我每次说来祷告来吧，都是白讲。
So otherwise, I would just
神在找一种人，能够跟他同工，
God,
什么人？
Someone who work can co-work with him.
啊。苦命人
，those who have had a hard life，
听懂了哈？神从古到今都在找一种人，叫做贫寒人，叫做苦命人。
From ancient time, from old times till now, God's always looking for the same group of people, the people who
他找在粪坑中的人。
He's looking for someone who's
对不对？这都刚刚这个姐妹的祷告嘛。
So wasn't that the part of the sister's prayer？
你自己去找，我刚刚念过。
So you can look for that verse yourself. I read it.
神就找这种人。
So that's the
他的事情就怎么样？就成功了。
And through these people,
其他的人都没用。
Other people are useless for this.
只有你在痛苦中，你没有地方没路走了，这下子你就知道啊，神看中我了。
Only in your
看懂了没有？当你在痛苦中，你真的聪明的话，你就说：“神啊，我感谢你，你看中我了。”
So only in your suffering, then God will be able to use you. So if you're wise, then you say, if you're going through suffering, then you should say, thank God, you are chosen.
只有通过你的痛苦，你能够才找到神的痛苦。
It's only through your suffering that you can find God's.
那这个祷告就出来了。
And then the prayer will come out naturally.
抓到没有？
You understand this? Understand the point?
有几个人点头，我看还有点希望。
A few of you nod your heads, so there's still hope.
好，从他的儿子这样在神的家里长大。
And so Hannah's son grew up in.
哎，这个宝贝儿子，他长大的环境好还是不好
？So did he grow up in a good?
大祭司是一个糊涂佬，两个儿子是一个败家子。
So not so great because the high priest is. It's almost like senile, and then the other two, his sons are worthless.
他就在这个环境中，从小学习侍奉神。
So he grew up in this household, learning how to serve God.
我们以前说过，神启示摩西怎么样叫人来做祭司，有经过一个礼叫做承接圣职之礼。有没有人记住这个礼啊？
And so we talk about how in time Moses God instructed them how to there's this ritual that you go through to become a priest.
Separate the common people to a vessel for God for priesthood. 好，这个礼叫做承接圣职之礼，是写在这个利未记第八章的。
So this ritual is described in chapter 8 of a book of Levi.
好，那你如果记得的话，我很快的讲一下。
So you,
这个第二只公绵羊拿来宰了，把它的血拿来。
So you slaughter a male cattle.
对，这个血拿来之后，就叫这大祭司跟这个几个儿子统统站在那里。然后在他的耳朵上吐血，这是第一个位置，对吧？
So it's a lamb.
右耳垂。
So you slaughter it and then you put the blood on the right earlobe.
对，第二在他的右大拇指。
And then
第三。
Secondly is the
右脚大拇指。
The right the right hoof and the third is the right
rear
hoof.
好，那我就要问大家了，抹血什么意思
？So let me ask you this: What does it mean to paint with blood?
分别为圣，因为当他们要出埃及的时候，神叫他们把血涂在哪里？门楣上，对吧？
It's sanctified, it's separated out. So because, for example, when they were about to leave Egypt, God instructed them to put the blood on the door frame.
那灭命天使来的时候，只认血不认人的。那天有血的家，天使就越过去了。
So the angel of death, when they come, it doesn't recognize people, but it only recognizes the blood.
所以涂血就是分别出来，跟这个埃及分开。
So to put on the blood is to paint it with blood means that you're separate from Egypt.
这是做祭司的头一件事情，耳朵抹血，什么意思？
So as priest, that's the very first thing is that you put the blood on the right earlobe.
以前的耳朵听的都是谣言，对吧？
So before you, what you hear,
不管是谣言也好，美言也好，都是世界的东西。
They're all worldly things.
现在你要侍奉神。
So now you want to.
耳朵抹血，什么意思？
So your ear has been painted with blood.
你要听神的话，对吧？
It means that you will only listen to the word of God.
好，这个小撒母耳。
So this is little Samuel.
在圣经记载他在神的家长大。
So the Bible recorded his growing up.
他一个突出的表现是什么？有一天晚上。
So he has a very special experience.
大家上床都休息睡觉了。
Everyone was asleep.
神忽然间叫撒母耳。
God all of a sudden,
对吧？
Called out to Samuel.
这个小朋友就听见了。
So he heard.
他马上起来。
He immediately.
他马上就跑到他的老师以利那里去。
So and he immediately went to his teacher Eli.
你找我有什么事？
And he said, what is it? Here.
然后以利说，我没找你啊。
So Eli said, no, I didn't.
你回去睡觉。
Go back to sleep.
他就回去睡觉。
So he went back to
sleep. 第二次又听见。
The second time he was called.
他马上又起来。
He immediately got up.
他又跑到以利那里去。
And went to Eli again.
你找我有什么事？以利说，我没有找你啊。
And again, Eli said, "I didn't call for you."
这样重复几次。
So this went on for three times.
三次以利懂了。
So finally,
这个老以利
third time, Eli,
他说
realized,
耶和华找你。
And Eli finally realized.
他就教以这个小以利这个撒母耳，如果耶和华再找你，你要这样子回答。
And so he taught Samuel said if
好，所以他又回去了。
The Lord asks you again, you shall answer.
果然神第四次。又呼召他的名字。
And then so, sure enough, God called him the fourth time.
哎，要一个小朋友睡在床上，要他叫四次都会起来，这个小朋友，啊，怎么样？你要不要有这种儿子？
So,
老叫不起来，还在睡懒觉，你就不能被神用。
He must be quite a kid to be able to.
你就看到这个小朋友，他只要神叫他，他马上起来，他不会赖在床上。
You must be quite a kid to always be able to rise up whenever he heard God calling, because normally the kids would just lay in bed and not get up.
什么意思？他的耳朵怎么样？非常敏锐。
It means that his hearing is.
神一叫他的名字，他马上就起来。
Because when God calls,
他知不知道神叫他？他当然不知道。
So even though he didn't,
对不对？神一连三次叫他，他都不知道是神叫他。只有等到他老师傅叫他，这是耶和华叫你哦，他第四次就不一样。
So for three times in a row, he didn't realize that it was the Lord who was calling him until his teacher told him that, and then he realized that.
这是一个侍奉神的人的最基本的功夫。
So this is the very basic ability you must have as someone who serves God.
你要听懂神给你讲话。
You need to be able to understand and know that when the Lord speaks to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们一生两件事情要学。
We need to learn about these two things.
一个是刚刚我讲的祷告，对吧？
One is what I just talked about, to know how to pray.
第二个是什么？
Secondly,
听神的话。
To listen, to be able to hear.
这两件事情，你如果学会了，你在神的手中就有用。
So these two things, if you learn, you understand, then you will be useful to God.
要不要学习这样的侍奉呢？
Do you want to learn how to serve in such a way?
我盼望每一个人都要，
It's my hope that every
因为这是神救你的原因。
Because God saves you, your spirit.
他要你来服侍他。
He saves you because he wants you to serve.
这是神呼召你的原因，救你的原因在此。
And that's the reason for why he saves.
那你在神面前的态度非常的重要。
And it's also very your attitude before him is also very important.
我们一起祷告。
That's our word prayer.
亲爱的主
，Dear Lord,
我们感谢你。
We want to thank you.
你对我们每一个人都有一个极高的旨意。
You have this high hope, will for us.
就是能够认识主。
And that is to know you.
跟随主。
And to follow you.
侍奉你。
And to serve you.
主啊，历史历代，你用了许许多多不同的人。
And so for our history, you may use many people.
那些人好像都是超人。
Those people seem to be Superman.
不管是亚伯拉罕，不管是大卫等等，都是很有本事的人。
Be it Abraham or David or other people, they seem to be all so capable.
主啊，但是今天你让我们看一个，在世人看没有什么很普通的一个小姐妹。
But today you allow us to see this this sister who the world doesn't seem to take much give much thought on.
给她的一个小小的一个儿子。
And gave her a son.
这两个人在你的手中成为一个伟大的器皿。
But these two people in your hands become such a great vessel for you.
在你的手中，你可以用他们带出你的旨意。
And in your hands, you, as your vessel, you could bring them, use them to bring about your will.
主啊，今天我们的时代跟世事的时代好像很像。
And so, Lord, today the time that we live in is so similar to the time of the judges.
当时没有王，个人做自己眼中看为正的事。
At the time, there were no king in Israel, and everyone did what they thought was right in their own eyes.
但是你要引进你的儿子来真正的在地上建立。耶稣基督的国。
You will bring forth your son to build the kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ on this earth.
你在等候教会与你合作。
And you're waiting for your church to work with you.
你盼望有人与你表同情。
And you, it's your hope to have someone who will understand.
主啊，把这样的负担，你当年怎么赐给这个姐妹哈拿？
So Lord, please, and the same way that you give this burden to Sister Hannah.
怎么样带出了这个小儿子撒母耳？
And how you brought about this her little son Samuel.
主啊，求你为着你自己国的缘故，在这个时代，你也兴起同样的人来。
So for your kingdom's sake, at this time, in this world, that you will raise the same, someone similar.
让我们可以照着你的心意来服侍，让你的心满意足。
So we can serve according to your will, so may you be satisfied.
让我们不再做一个 lip service, 而是从心梗里，从心底来爱你，来服侍你。
So we no longer pay just lip service, but rather truly love you and serve you from the bottom of our hearts.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this name in the Lord Jesus.
Amen.